Mesachtos Uktzin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tess. This Mishnah is talking about the halachas of food, which is growing in a pot, flower pot, a planter's pot, and as we know from previous Mesachtos, that there is a monumental difference between an otzitz nokuv and an otzitz she'ena nokuv. An otzitz nokuv means a flower pot which has holes in it, and thereby such a pot is considered connected to the ground. So therefore anything growing in it is considered mechubal lekarka, and therefore, in reference to our mesechta, would not be susceptible to halachas of tumah. As we know, anything which is connected to the ground is not mekabel tumah. Versus something which is a otzitz she'ena nokiv, if it's a flower pot that is not, doesn't have any holes, so then it's not considered connected to the ground, it's considered tolish, something which is disconnected, and therefore can yes be mekabel tumah. So our mission discusses the following case. Kishis, a cucumber, shenotu ba'otzitz, that he planted in a flower pot. Now this otzitz was a otzitz she'ena nokiv. It had no holes. So therefore, halachically, it would be considered as a disconnected and an uprooted type of vegetable, which would then be susceptible to halachas of tumah. However, over here, v'yotzu chutz la'otzitz, as it was growing, part of the plantation brimmed and leaned over the edge of the pot. So now it's suspended above the airspace, above the ground. So this part that's outside the flower pot is for sure has the halacha of being connected to the ground. So the halacha is tahira. Not only is that part which grew out of the pot, according to the Tanakhama, not mekabel tumah, but thereby it acts as a connector to the ground, and everything inside the pot now is considered connected to the ground and is not mekabel tumah. Omer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, Mativo l'tahir. How does this have an ability to be metahir what was in the pot which was previously tomei? Elaha tomei b'tumosoi. Whatever is in the pot which is delineated by the walls of the pot and is contained therein is considered tomei. V'hator, whatever is outside the pot, ye ochel may even be eaten as it is tohor, and it will not, it has no halachas of tomei. Mesechtes Uktzin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud, Klei Galolim. This Mishnah teaches us that there are certain vessels that even if they don't physically have a hole, they're considered porous by just the way they are formed. So Klei Galolim, earth pots which are made out of the dung of animals, which is hardened, Uchlei Adama, or earthen pots which weren't yet put into a high temperature kiln, we see that when we plant these things, you plant anything inside such a planter, the roots start seeping through the walls. That the roots can seep out of the walls. They will not be machshir any types of things which are planted in them, because it's considered as if it's mechubal karka, even if no roots have penetrated the walls of the pot, because being that a can, that demonstrates that this is porous, and therefore it's considered otzitz nokiv. Furthermore, otzitz nokiv, a pot which has holes, ein machshir zroim, does not allow zroim which are in it, things which are planted in it, to become tummy. And more, even if there's water in there, water which is connected to the ground, which is not considered tolish miyakarka, water which was received inside a pit in the ground is not machshir zroim. Similarly, if it's in a otzitz nokiv, if it's collected there, it's also not machshir zroim. Now the Mishnah asks, what is the shear of a nekev, of a hole, in order for the pot to be considered an otzitz nokiv? Kam hi shiur shel nekev? What is the size of the hole, kidei sheyetzu bo sheresh katan, enough to let a small root seep through it. So, therefore, we know from this rule that the pots which are made out of galolim,
And Adama, since little roots can get through the walls, it's considered porous and it's considered as if it's mechuba lekarka. Mileo ofa atzvosoi. What happens? A person took an otzit shein and nokav, and he filled it with dirt all the way until its brim. So now arei ketav l'shein lo lizbeis. It's considered not like a pot which has a receiving area, because over here he filled the entire mokoim of where we normally receive things, which we call the base kibble, with dirt. So therefore it's like a flat board which has no lips, and therefore anything which is grown in it is considered mechuba b'karka and is not mekabel tumah.